Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the first meeting of the new council, and welcome to all the aldermen around the table and those of you in the gallery. Council acknowledges and pays respects to the Tasmanian Aboriginal community as the traditional and original owners and continuing custodians of this land. All persons in attendance are advised that it's council policy to record council meetings in accordance with the council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on Council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Members of the public in attendance at the meeting who do not wish for their words to be recorded and or published on the website should contact a relevant Council officer and advise of their wishes prior to the meeting. This meeting is Monday, the 26th of November 2018. Item number 1.0 is apologies. We have a full house tonight, so we don't have any apologies. I ask aldermen around the table, any declarations of interest in any item on the agenda, please let me know now. No? Item 3.1, confirmation of minutes. 3.1.1, council meeting of the 22nd of October. Do we have a mover for the recommendation of those minutes, please? Thank you, Alderman Jarman.
I'll second that.
Alderman Jarman.
Oh, it's all there, thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Perry.
Nothing to add, Madam Mayor, thank you.
Any comments, questions? Alderman Jarman to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 3.1.2, special council meeting held on the 19th of November. Do I have a mover to accept those minutes, please?
So move, Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Laycock. Do I have a seconder?
Seconded.
Thank you, Alderman Milburn. Alderman Laycock.
Nothing to add.
Alderman Milburn, any comment? Thank you. Any other comments, questions? No. Alderman Laycock to close.
Consider closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 3.2 is public question time. Item 3.2, just bear with me one sec. Item 3.2.1 is responses to questions raised at prior meetings. Can I have a mover of that recommendation, please?
So moved, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Perry. Do I have a seconder?
Happy to second that, Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Laycock. Alderman Perry?
The responses to the three questioners have been adequately completed, so nothing to add apart from that. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Laycock.
Nothing to add, Mayor.
Any other comments, questions? Alderman Perry to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 3.2.2, questions on notice from the public. Do I have a mover of the recommendation to respond to those questions, please?
Happy to move, Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Laycock. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Alderman Perry. Alderman Laycock.
Nothing to add, Mayor.
Thank you. Alderman Perry?
Nothing really, just some interesting comments in there. Madam Mayor, but we'll just let them go through to the Keeper. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Laycock to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Against? Motion's carried unanimously. We now come to question item 3.2.3, questions without notice from the public, and I would ask any members of the public who might have a question to step up to the microphone, stating their name and address and asking their question, please.
Rodney Russell, 225 Steel Street, Devonport. On the 23rd of the 7th, I asked Council about the missing items belonging to the Devonport Sister City Association. Council's response was that some items had been found. The question I have is, have Council located any more missing items?
Thank you. Mr Russell, would you like to respond to that?
Through you, Madam Mayor. The
items that were missing were some kimonos. One of those kimonos has been found in the relocation from Fenton Way to this building, but the other kimonos that were missing, which had been missing since the time of the move from Best Street to Fenton Way, have not been located. And we've recently met with representatives of the Sister City Association to advise them of that.
Thank you. Mr. Russell?
Part two is, what does Council intend to do if no more items are located?
I would think that the General Manager has responded to that in indicating that we have had a meeting with the executives. Thank you.
Third part.
No, you've had two questions. Thank you, Mr. Russell.
Thank you.
You may come back if there's we have time.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Mr. Mobbs.
Eric Mobbs, 5 Nola Crescent, Mindetta. Will Council reconsider its weekday parking policy for the Victoria Parade boat ramp? The car park is currently vastly underutilised during the weekdays, as can be seen by observing at any time of the day. The boat ramp has only been used by a maximum of 6 boats at a time, and as for RVs, they're virtually non-existent except for Tuesday mornings when one of the senior citizens brings his there to conveniently park it. The removal of the 3-hour limit during weekdays has considerably inconvenienced senior citizens whose clubhouse is directly opposite the said car park. Some now have to walk considerable distances to access the clubhouse. Restoring the conditions previously available would alleviate this problem. Weekend restrictions could still apply.
Thank you, Mr. Mobbs. We will take that on notice. Any other questions?
Right, Trevor Smith, 7 Glen Court, Devonport. I wish to submit this question. Is there a special reason why the council didn't decide to place no standing signs or yellow road markings at the front of 81 Forbes Street, Devonport, where the pedestrian island was built this year? You have placed yellow lines at the front of the Devonport Recreation Centre where the pedestrian island is situated so as to keep the space clear from vehicles parking.
Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Could I have a written reply for that one there too, please? Right. After spending hundreds of thousands of dollars upgrading the Visitor Information Centre and the new art gallery to attract tourists and ratepayers to the new Living City complex, why then have you forgot to include signage for the opening hours for tourists and the local ratepayers? This issue has been prevalent since the complex first opens at the start of this month. Could I have a written reply, please, and no weasel words? Thank you.
Any other questions? Mr. Janney.
Thank you, Mayor Rockliffe. My name's Douglas Janney, 23 Watkinson Street, Devonport. The road over rail crossing in Durkins Road does not meet the bump and rattle standard.
The question, when, Mr. Janney?
Beg your pardon?
The question?
Well, that's a preamble.
Okay, thank you.
When are Tadrail and the Council going to have this crossing up to an acceptable standard?
Thank you. I will take that on notice.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Mr. Bellicott?
Bob Bellicott, 11 Cocker Place, Devonport. Mayor and Alderman, I recently received the following email from a concerned owner of a small business situated in the Central Business District. Among other things, the following was written. Moving Harris Scarf away has been a massive blow to the mall. So many retailers, business owners are struggling already and are now concerned and feeling little or no support at the moment. I know any support, be it small, i.e. promoting our Central Business District mall area, would be greatly appreciated by all local businesses at present. Is there a light at the end of this living city project, as it certainly isn't creating any benefit at all to the retails at present? Everything seems to be about the Parranapple Centre, waterfront, new hotel and new retail district, which isn't helping existing businesses. I'm concerned we will see many small businesses closing down if something isn't done to promote our existing rather than new soon. Mayor, this is my own words, this is not the first business person who has expressed concern. Obviously, it appears Council's public relations policy may need a review. Also, it appears some are now suffering of the consequences of providing new business premises. Mayor, have you or any other of the re-elected aldermen taken the trouble of communicating in person with some of the retailers and traders who will be obviously affected by the Living City project, so as you can learn firsthand of their concerns?
Thank you.
And can you advise me how I should reply to this business person?
Mr. Bellicott, if you would like to pass that email through to me, I'm happy to contact that person and speak to them.
They wish to remain anonymous.
Oh, well, it's a bit difficult for me to have that conversation then, isn't it?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Tony Butler, 2 Drew Street, East Devonport. On reading the minutes, I see the question will be, have we got another alderman?
Thank you.
And after the Advocate printed it today, it's in there again. You know, I just thought I'd come in and see a few more at the circus.
So your question is?
Hmm?
Your question is?
Well, it's not right, is it?
No, it's not, and we have made every effort to correct it. Thank you.
Malcolm Gardam, 4 Beaumont Drive, Mindetta. Question one. Noting previous advice from Council that it was funding the fit-out of tenancies in Providore Place from base build, including certain equipment, to make tenancies fit for purpose, all on the recommendations from Providore Place Devonport Proprietary Limited, the head leasee, will Council make available the inventory of the Council-funded fixtures and fittings supplied to the various tenancies in Providore Place, and a list of those that will remain the property of Council?
Thank you, Mr. Gardam. Take that on notice. Thank you.
Okay, that's fine.
Do you have a second question?
Question two. Will Council please advise if the pavers to the surrounds of the Parranapple Centre and Food Pavilion are yet to be cleaned, or are they to be allowed to become as grubby looking as those in Stewart Street?
Thank you. I'll take that on notice as well.
I have
Thank you. Question three,
if time
Thank
for
this you. Thing. Ms. Alford.
I'd like to take the opportunity of congratulating all the elected and re-elected aldermen.
Could I have your name and address, please?
Trish Alford, 12 James Street, Devonport. As part of discussions with the community through the election campaign, a lot of people commented to me that there was a considerable degree of press coverage on the need for greater transparency. If the future stages of Living City and any other matters of a community nature continue to be discussed in confidential closed session, would the aldermen consider at the very least making the voting record, identifying those for and against any confidential matter, to be part of the public record by recording them in the minutes of the open session so the community can see whether decisions made behind closed doors are unanimous or otherwise?
Thank you.
I don't expect an answer for
that now.
I've been paying particular attention to Council's website trying to keep myself informed, and I signed up for the mailing list of electronic information thinking that would assist me. But then I was dismayed to find that the last electronic one that's been archived was December 2015. So I figure signing up to that electronic newsletter isn't going to help me. I then noticed that Council's website has still not been updated to show that the new address for the Devonport Regional Gallery or the visitor information and their co-location has been updated. To make it worse, There was a big promotional article on the Saturday, the 17th of November, highlighting the gallery was housed in a converted 19th century church. These are all weeks after they both moved and co-located. Who was the project manager for the first stage of Living City, and wouldn't it be their responsibility to coordinate the required promotion of the new co-location, together with ensuring Council's website is updated, taking the opportunity to promote and highlight the new modern facilities and service Council provides to Devonport residents and visitors?
Thank you, Ms. Alban. Thank you. Any other questions? I think Mr. Russell foreshadowed a third question first, Mr. Gardam, and then I'll come back to you.
Thank you. As a follow-on on the subject I brought up, question three was, what steps will Council take to prevent this happening again?
Thank you. I'll allow the General Manager to respond to that.
Through you, Madam Mayor, the situation is that it's been agreed with the representatives we met from the Sister Cities Association that a full inventory will be undertaken, because there are a number of the members of the Sister Cities group that actually have parts of the collection, I suppose you'd call it, stored in their own houses, in their garages and those sort of things, plus Council has a number of items as well. So the plan is to actually consolidate all of that and to put it all into the art storage facility, catalogued and indexed, so that the same situation won't occur in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Russell. Mr. Gardam?
I'm remiss as well for not congratulating all of the aldermen re-elected and those that have just been elected. Congratulations and good luck with it. Question three. Noting the table of events for the new Paranapple Convention Centre on page 239 of the current agenda, with most of the nine events listed appearing to be non-paying events, will Council please advise how many paying conventions / conferences in excess of 200 delegates requiring at least one night's hotel accommodation in Devonport have been held or are currently confirmed bookings? Take that on notice, it'll
be
fine.
Thank you, Mr. Gardam.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Bellicott.
Mayor, in reference to page 12 in tonight's agenda, I ask the following questions on notice. One, does the condition as stated comply? This is in reference to Providore Place, the Southern Wild District Distillery.
Mr. Bellicott, that question's been asked and answered. I won't accept it again. Thank you.
I'm only going through to the prelude to my actual question there.
Okay, we'll go straight to the
question. So I'll give my actual question then. My question now, Mayor, in consideration of the glowing statements made over the past 2 years, are you personally comfortable with the condition of the site and the poor image that it projects and the time taken to establish the various businesses?
Mr. Bellicott, again, that question's been asked and answered in your response, so thank you.
There has been a response, but not an answer.
Yes, there has been.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Any other questions? Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll move on to the questions on notice from Alderman. We don't have any. 3.4 question notices of motion. Item 3.4.1, Christmas season parking, a notice of motion from Alderman Jarman. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I need a seconder.
Yes.
Was that someone? Sorry. Thank you.
I'll second it for discussion and amendment.
Mr. Hollister's already seconded it. Thank you. Alderman Jarman.
Thank you. Trying to do a positive for the Christmas season for our retailers and businesses down here in the areas where there are car parks. This is pretty obvious of what I'm trying to achieve. However, I'm very, very happy for us to have a robust discussion on what would be the most appropriate measures. I have new aldermen in front of me. We're not sure of how they feel about this type of thing. And I just think it would be very healthy for us to know that I'm very happy to amend this. I just wanted to come up with some dates that the retailers did suggest, and very happy to hear from my colleagues. We're talking about, obviously, Burnie City Council were in the paper today. They're looking at doing something for their retailers. I think it's very smart. What they're trying to do is probably not what I want to achieve, but I certainly want to do something down here. Staff are our biggest issue in the CBD. I can remember doing a stat, and this is now 15 years ago, we had 839 staff and 626 car park spaces. That obviously has evolved. We certainly have improved on our car park spaces. But we do have a big problem that if we do give allow free parking, we used to do Saturdays for free, the staff take advantage. I don't blame them. And they do park in our spaces that are meant to be for the clients. That's going to help the economy. So we need to be very careful on how we go about offering free parking nowadays. We need to perhaps change the times that we start this free parking. I suggested 10 o'clock because, again, the retailers asked me to put that forward, but I'm happy to look at the time as well. There's no need for us to pay for a lot of advertising. I certainly want to keep this cost effective. I certainly think that we could get the word out there. I think, again, it's a positive thing. CFM are happy for me to talk to tomorrow morning to find out how this went. We certainly have Facebook. You can't beat that. Not everybody reads the paper anymore, unfortunately, although it's now subscribed, so it is online. It makes it a lot more accessible. I know the Chamber would get behind us, so we certainly have different avenues and different ways to go about this without spending a lot of money, because we'd like to save money. So I'm happy to hear from my colleagues and see what their thoughts are and look at this as hopefully a positive result. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Hollister.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So we have professional advice to say that it's probably going to cost up to $12,500, which is pretty hard to say at this stage because we don't really know what sort of hours or anything we're looking at. 12,500 is a fair bit of money, but I believe we've budgeted for a surplus, so it's going to take 10 grand or so off of the surplus. Well, maybe it might be a benefit to the community, but I'll wait and see what other people have to say.
Thank you. Alderman Lacock.
Thanks, Mayor. I'll be speaking against this motion for the reason that we have done our budget and we should stick to it. I know I'll probably be very unpopular out there in the marketplace, but we can't keep being indecisive on what we do through the budget. What we need to remember, if we take this money from the budget, it's got to come from somewhere. I'm not talking about having a surplus because we don't know what emergency is going to come up. If you work on your budget, that's the normal practice, and it will have repercussions, such as loss of income or revenue into council. We still need to pay the parking attendants, of course. And Alderman Jarman has just mentioned that CFM will give her an interview in the morning, and that's great. But that's a one-off. I don't know how many times I've heard people out there say, well, I didn't know it was free parking for the jazz or the food and wine or whatever it was. So it's ongoing with marketing, and it is a very expensive exercise. Social media is good, of course, and that's free. But at the end of the day, what happens there is that there's a lot of people that don't have access to the social media. So you would need to take money from somewhere to pay for a marketing budget. So it's a bit of concern for that because if we go on, the estimates have been made, 10 to 12,000. And then I'm wondering whether we have the free parking in some of these car parks. We have to realise that we have our multi-storey, which I think Alderman Jarman didn't include in that, that's right. However, if I was going to be paying parking to go to work or to shop, I'd say, oops, I won't go in there today. I'll go up to that one because it's free. So we need to realise there'll be a percentage of revenue we will lose from the multi-storey as well. I do see what Alderman Jarman's trying to do, and I know the ratepayers and the business owners would like to see that happen. I have to say that you know, a lot of people say we don't do anything for the retailers. I believe this council does do quite a bit in the way of events and, you know, what we've done within the city over many, many years. So, look, what I'm saying here, basically, the bottom line is that the place to do this is at budget time, where we spend hours working out what we're going to be charging for fees for parks and gardens and parking and all that type of thing. That's where we should be having that debate, not ad hoc motions coming here and there, because it does put everybody else on the spot. Oh, if we don't go with this, the retailers won't like it, and da-da-da-da-da. That's not the way for us to do it. To be professional, we need to make our budget and stick to it. Okay, so that time will be coming up probably about April, May next year, where we can sit down. So for the new aldermen, they need to know there. That's their time to work it out of what you'd like to see happening in the city. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Alderman Perry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I concur with most of Alderman Laycock's comments, particularly the Saturday 22 and Monday 24 December, and the two dot point notes in the officer's comments basically told me that no, there would be nothing in it for the council or the traders if we use those particular dates. But if the mover of the motion was could be persuaded to change those dates to the Saturday the 8th and Saturday the 15th, when I don't think shopping capacity has reached its peak yet, particularly retail peak, on a lot of online shopping would still be going on then, but there comes a cut-off point where online shopping is no longer effective because the delivery dates will go past Christmas. So I think if we could change it to Saturday the 8th and Saturday the 15th from 10 till 2, I could live with that. Saturday the 8th is the day after our Christmas parade. Well, the Christmas parade's the night before, so we could leverage off that from a promotional standpoint and use that parade just to alert people on the night that the next day is, if it's successful, free parking between 10 and 2 the next day and the following Saturday. So I think there's an opportunity. I am mindful of the cost, but I don't think the cost would be as great. In fact, I'm pretty sure it wouldn't be as great if we went for those 2 days, for those 4 hours. And it really is only for a period of 4 hours, given the fact that paid parking stops at 2 o'clock on Saturday. So for that period between 10 and 2, I think it's a gesture of goodwill to our traders. And if we get the timing right, then I think we could perhaps do it. So I guess after all that, I would ask the mover of the motion if she would accept an amendment to the motion.
Okay, so my question would be to the mover and seconder if they would like to change those dates. Otherwise, I will ask Alderman Perry if he wants to move an amendment. So, Alderman Jarman, it's your call at this point. Okay, so we'll change the motion as it stands to the recommendation of Alderman Perry. That'll change, save us having to have an amendment and all that. Simplify that.
Yep.
Okay. So a mover and seconder are happy with that amendment as such. Thank you. Did you have anything else to add?
No, I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Murphy.
Thank you, Mayor. I would agree with Alderman Perry, that I think that is a very wise decision, taking into consideration the impact that it would have. General comment, though, would be from me. I think, obviously, Christmas comes around every year, that this topic should have been dealt with previously. I think it's been an ongoing issue. There was a lot of scuttlebutt in relation to the parking strategy when it was implemented last year. So I think there is probably going to need to be some scope in relation to the parking strategy moving forward. But I fully support what Alderman Perry has amended there on that motion.
Thank you. Any other comments? Alderman Milburn, then Alderman Ennis. Thank you.
Thank you. Just like to start with the Tasmanian Liberal Government have announced there's 47 continuous months of economic upturn in retail sales, but I'm not quite sure whether that's fathomed through to the regional sectors. And there's a lot of ad hoc information going around the city that it is quite sluggish out there, and I can attest to that in our business as well, that it is quite sluggish for this time of year. I think we need to support our retail, and listening to Alderman Laycock that maybe that was something that was overlooked in the budget, so it'd be good to note that for budget requirements next year into Christmas, and we can have the Christmas spirit going forward. I think a culture of innovation is essential, and maybe this is also something we can peg to discuss further on. I've done some Google searches of how other councils are supporting Christmas, and a great idea is 2-hour free parking during the 12 days of Christmas leading up, perhaps 3 o'clock onwards would be good. However, I support the amendment. I think that might work quite well in our favour and reduce the economic issues that Alderman Laycock has suggested.
Thank you, Alderman Milburn. Alderman Ennis.
Thank you, Mayor. Trickle-down economics, I think it's called, Alderman Milburn. It's not trickling down on the coast much at the moment, but we just need to look at the parking overall, and I think if it wasn't sort of decided last year about doing something about Christmas, I think we need to, and so I support the motion. And but I would suggest that in the future, or, you know, we're coming up budget time, we look very carefully across the these times. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Jarman to close.
Thank you. I said it was going to be a robust discussion. It wasn't too bad at all. Thank you. Look, I appreciate everybody's comments. That's what this was all about. Didn't have a chance to get this to a workshop, and then next meeting would be too late. So it was very important and pertinent that I got this up now. I will just point out I didn't vote for the parking strategy when it came through. I didn't agree with some of the things that were in that strategy. It was a well-worked-out strategy, don't get me wrong, but I did vote against it. So thank you. I appreciate everybody's comments, and I appreciate everybody contributing to this. It's important that we do promote and try and sort out the trickle-down effect of economics. Thank you very much. And I think it's important that we are seen to be understanding what is going on out there in small businesses. They're hurting at the moment, and we need to be seen to do something about it. This is just one thing that we can do. There are, I'm sure, other things we can discuss going into the future, especially with the budget coming up early next year. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Jarman. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Aye. Those against?
No.
I'll ask for a show of hands. Those in favour? Alderman Alexu, Alderman Ennis, Alderman Jarman, Alderman Hollister, Alderman Milburn, Alderman Murphy and Alderman Perry, and Alderman Rockcliffe, those against. Alderman Laycock, the motion is carried. Thank you. Item 4.0 is planning authority matters. We have no planning authority matters, so we'll move to item 5.0, reports. 5.1 is meeting arrangements for council. I would ask...
So moved.
A mover of the recommendation. Thank you.
Second.
Sorry, was that Alderman Perry?
Yeah.
And Alderman Jarman. Thank you, Alderman Perry.
Thanks, Madam Chair. The recommendation is simply an endorsement and a confirmation of what we discussed last Monday evening in relation to how we handle meeting arrangements going forward. So there's really nothing further to add than that. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Jarman.
I believe it's all there, and it's just a necessity that we have to get sorted. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Perry to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.2, Councillor Alderman Allowances. Do I have a mover of the recommendation on page 28, please?
So move, Mayor.
Thank you. Alderman Laycock.
I'll second it.
Alderman Murphy, was it?
Alderman Perry.
Alderman Perry.
I'm not that good.
Alderman Laycock.
There's nothing to add to that, thanks, Mayor.
Thank you. Alderman Perry.
Nothing further, thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Laycock to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.3, Section 23, Committee's Policy.
Mayor, could I just suggest there that 5.3, 5.4, 5.5 and 5.6 all be grouped together, because they're all just dealing with the new people on the committees, controlling authorities, special committees, etc.
I'm happy to take that for the next item. This is about policy, Alderman Laycock, so we'll
want to do the policy separate.
Do that one
all right.
Separately, if you don't mind.
That's fine. No, that's fine.
Thank you. So it's item 5.3, section 23, committee's policy. Do I have a mover, please?
So moved, ma'am.
Thank you, Alderman Murphy. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second it.
I've got Alderman Hollister, thank you. Alderman Murphy?
Nothing further.
Thank you. Alderman Hollister?
No, that's all in the recommendation. Nothing further to add.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Murphy to close the debate.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. So can we do it? In light of Alderman Nacock's suggestion, we will take item 5.4, 5.5 and 5.6 as one motion to make those appointments. If I may have a mover.
So move me.
Thank you, Alderman Nacock. Do I have a seconder?
Second.
Thank you, Alderman Jarman. Alderman Nacock.
Mayor, we've workshopped this so all the aldermen have a full understanding of what these are all about, so there's nothing further to add. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Jarman?
I think we're all going to be very busy. Thank you.
Any other comments, questions? Alderman Lacock to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.7, Standing Delegation Appointment of Acting General Manager. Do I have a mover, please?
So moved.
Thank you, Alderman Hollister. Do I have a seconder? Second. Alderman Milburn, Alderman Hollister.
That's pretty well in the motion, so nothing further to add.
Thank you. Alderman Milburn?
Nothing to add, ma'am.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Hollister to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.8 is the annual financial report up to the 30th of June 2018. Do I have a mover for the recommendation, please?
So moved.
Thank you, Alderman Perry. Do I have a seconder?
Seconded.
Thank you, Alderman Milburn. Alderman Perry.
It's a good summary of the annual financial report, and I note that our net community equity has increased by $18 million from June 30, 2017 to June 30, 2018. So that's a nice little increase, and people should be aware of that. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Milburn. Thank you, Alderman Jarman. Did you have your light on?
Oh, stop.
No. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Perry to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.9 is a proposal for a mural in the Surf Club complex foyer. Do I have a mover for the recommendation, please?
I'll move it.
Thank you, Alderman Perry.
I'll second.
Alderman Jarman, I think I
thank
got first. Thank you.
I'll second it for discussion, if I may.
Okay, Alderman Perry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Look, I think this is a good idea. It'll certainly make that land section at the foyer look better. I guess the only question I would have is we accept that the Surf Club will accept all ongoing responsibility. Well, that's part of the recommendation. Have we got any confirmation that the tenants have agreed on the particular mural that is proposed to go there, or is that yet to be decided? Because if that's not yet decided, it might become problematic.
Mr. General Manager?
Through you, Madam Mayor. Part A of the recommendation, or part A of the motion, is it's conditional upon confirmation that the commercial tenants of the building who share the foyer agree to the installation. So obviously council needed to consider as to whether it would support it. From there we will then obviously advise the Surf Club and also the tenants and asking whether they support the premise or not. If not, if the commercial tenants are against it, it would certainly come back to council for consideration before anything's installed, and we'll make that clear in the communication that we send out to the Surf Club.
Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Jarman.
Thank you. I've got a couple of questions in regards to this. We did create a public advisory committee, a public art advisory committee. So I just need to understand how this works. Is this going to be public art that it belongs to council, even though that the surf club are maintaining that? Is my first question.
Through you, Madam Mayor, the intention is it would be the responsibility of the surf club. They're the ones that ask for this to be included in the building, and as part of that process, all responsibility and ongoing maintenance would be their responsibility. So from a responsibility ownership point of view, it would be the surf clubs. They're displaying it in council's building.
Okay. And my other question would be, obviously, I understand that they're going to be doing it, the medium that they're going to be using, but I suppose with this public art advisory committee, we were making sure that we had that committee to ensure that tenders were always put out to local artists, allowing them the opportunity to be commissioned for work. So I just think we need to be very careful what we're doing here, that we've covered those procedures, I suppose, because we did have a work of art that was commissioned in all good faith by a wonderful community organisation, and we got a lot of flack for that because it wasn't put out to tender to other artists. So I think we need to be very, very careful and mindful of what we're doing here and to make sure that we are following those procedures.
Thank you.
Just to comment on that,
thank you,
Mayor. The offer for the request from the Surf Club makes it clear that it's a community project. It's not so much as commissioning of an artist. There would be some costs involved. And obviously the other part of that is that Council's arts... I'm looking at Mr. Dobson,
yes,
for a title here. The no, the Debbie Quadri, her position. Yes, she's actually involved in this, and she's providing advice to the surf club in relation to the design and those sort of things as well.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Innes.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to just say that I think it's a really good idea to involve members of the community, particularly schools. Schools, I know, really enjoy, have the opportunity to be involved in this, and for years to come, children and their families go down there and they see it, and it's a real source of community pride.
Thank you. Any other comments? Pop your light on, Alderman Hollister, when you need to speak, please. Thank you.
Should have been on, if it's working.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember all the hue and cry we had for the Spirit of the Sea, so I think we need to make sure we do consult a bit. Otherwise, we could be back where we were 5 or 6 years ago.
Thank you. Any other comments? Alderman Perry to close.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. So just for clarity on the recommendation, we tonight will, one way or the other, decide whether we accept the recommendation and then we go to the surf club, and it's for them and the other tenants of that particular building, the three tenants combined, to come up with some art or something that's going to go on that wall, and then that'll come back to us for further approval. Is that the case?
Through you, Madam Mayor. What this motion will do is that the surf club have made a request for council to council to have some public art that they commission on the wall inside the building. What council would be approving here is conditional support, providing that they get the support from the other tenants.
Right.
And we would make that clear in the correspondence to the surf club that they need to demonstrate to us that they have that support before any works are commissioned or anything goes undertaken.
Answers my question perfectly, so I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
As against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.10 is smoke-free area in Market Square. Do I have a mover, please?
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Thank you. Alderman Perry, Alderman Milburn. Alderman Perry.
Yeah, I think, I agree with the recommendation that the council undertake the process to declare it a smoke-free area. It's just really a sign of the times. And that area hopefully is going to become one of the jewels in the crown of several. And I think that it has to be smoke-free to make it enjoyable to everyone. You know, the idea is a lot of children will be coming through that area and really don't want to be subjecting them to cigarette smoke. So I think that's a pretty common sense recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Milburn.
I think it's a great recommendation that it would be wonderful to put a blanket approach over the whole city, but we won't go there tonight. I know there's a lot of cigarette butts and cigarette-related rubbish already lingering around out front of the Arts Centre, so hopefully this will put a big stop to that and a big stop to any secondhand smoke that will linger into the eateries that are situated around there.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Perry to close. Oh, sorry, Alderman Murphy.
Yes, Mayor, I'm just looking at the plan. Would it be considered to actually extend the area to the west or the southwest a little bit further so it actually goes to the western end, all of that area of the market square of Providore Place? So basically from the car park across to Providore Place.
Oh, the grass, et cetera?
Mm-hmm.
Any comment on that?
Yeah, through you, Madam Mayor. Yeah, that area that's not coloured in is the grassed area at the moment. So I guess, yeah, that's up to council. It could be extended across there. I guess the idea was the area in yellow is the paved area at the moment, and it was easy to delineate where that is.
So I'm guessing we're assuming people aren't walking on that bit anyway.
Correct. We're assuming that, but I'm also assuming if you are on that paved area and you want to have
I guess, Mr. Murphy, if you want to ask the mover and seconder to include that in the recommendation, I'm happy to ask the question.
Well, I think to remove doubt, I'll accept that. Yep.
And the seconder?
Yes.
Okay. So we will include the grassed area as well. That needs clarification or just changes to the map.
To the north of the car park.
Okay. So, including that change, did you have anything else to add? Thank
no,
you.
No.
Any other comments? Alderman Ennis.
Thank you, Mayor. I support that fully because it's an area where we're hoping there'll be lots of kids and families involved, and we don't want the smoke there. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Alderman Perry to close.
Thank you, Mayor. Thanks, Alderman Murphy, for the amendment. Well accepted, and I hope everyone accepts it. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Against? The motion's carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 5.11, credit card policy. Do I have a mover for the recommendation, please? Thank you, Alderman Hollister. Do I have a seconder?
You do, Mayor. Thank you.
Alderman Laycock. Thank you. Alderman Hollister.
It's a modern day way of doing business. We need to operate appropriately. Nothing further to add.
Thank you. Alderman Laycock.
It's in line with what we've done in the past, and I think it's important that we have this policy in place and virtually giving the General Manager and senior staff delegation. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Alderman Ennis.
Thank you, Ma'am. Did we not have a policy before? Or is it naive?
Yes, we did. This is just reconfirming and...
Yeah, through you, Madam Mayor. The situation is that the Auditor General did a review of credit card usage by a local government some 12 months or so ago, and as a result of that, there were some recommendations come out in relation to a model policy. Essentially, this is what that is the model policy with a few changes to reflect the way the council has done business in the past, but primarily... our previous credit card policy may have been 4 or 5 pages. This one's about 17 pages. So it's got a lot more detail in it, perhaps, than what we previously had.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Hollister to close. Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
As against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.12, tender report for contract CS0074, William Street Stormwater Stage 8. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
So move, Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Laycock.
I'll second that, Madam Mayor.
Alderman Perry. Alderman Laycock.
Nothing to add.
Alderman Perry.
Thank you. Just quite a gap between BLW Investments Proprietary Limited and the highest, and even between BLW and the second lowest. That was, what's that, 75,000, 85,000 or whatever, which is a considerable amount. And I note we've not used BLW Investments before for any council work, so it'd be interesting to see what the quality's like, and maybe they could get some more work in the future if they continue to quote so competitively. Thank you.
Thank you. Did you want to comment on that? That's in the report. Yeah, thank you. So the report obviously suggests that our staff have done their due diligence, and we will be monitoring them closely, I would assume. Thank you. Or any other comments, questions? Alderman Laycock to close. Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
As against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.13 is Kelsey-Tier Draft Master Plan. Do I have a mover, please?
So moved.
Alderman Hollister, do I have a seconder?
Seconded.
Thank you, Alderman Milburn. Alderman Hollister.
This is going on display for 28 days. I think mountain bike trail roading around the state has become very important for tourism in Tasmania, and I believe that Kelsey-Tier is a perfect place to get a bit of a rub off for this. A lot of people come in through Devonport to go to other parts, and I can't see anything but more benefit coming from this, and I think we should support it wholeheartedly.
Thank you. Alderman Milburn.
I think it's a fabulous looking document, and it'd be great to see what the public has to say about it. As a user of that area as well, it's exciting to see more car parking and amenities up there, so it's a good thing for the city.
Thank you. Alderman Jarman?
Thank you. If I may... Sorry.
Menendez. Yep.
Oh, if I just might ask a question, page 170, I just need some clarification. I'm not sure who threw. Just this car park itself. Now, is this coming off Tuggerah Road? Or is it coming off Durkin's? Anybody? Is this the Tuggerah Road one?
Yeah, just trying to find the page.
It's just that on the side there, it's got 1, 2, 3 showing Tuggerah Road entry. That's but the car park looks like it's on the other side, so I wasn't sure. I thought that there wasn't access to Tuggerah Road to the bike trail officially, unless they had special permission. We met there the other day when we launched it. So was this the one off Durkin's or this one? I just couldn't tell. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Alderman Jam, the page.
170 I'm on.
170.
It's saying 44 spaces. It's wonderful. I can't, you know, they need it. But I just couldn't see... It didn't say where this actually was, and off the map itself, I was thinking that it was saying one is the mountain bike track head and car park, and it looks like it's on the other side, which I thought was then Durkin's Road. So this is off Durkin's Road, this new car park? And where, if so? So we might need to...
And this is a draft and it is a proposal that will...
Yeah. So, Madam Chair, rather than guess,
all right.
I'd rather send something out to the Alderman
that
tomorrow.
Would be great.
But as the Mayor just pointed out, it is a draft, and obviously there will be some comments. But if it's not clear
to me,
to you, we probably need to clarify that as part of getting the public submissions underway.
All right. Thank you.
Alderman Ennis.
Thank you, Mayor. Yeah, if it says, like I'm looking at, three... parallel parking spaces off Tuggerah Road, that not very adequate at all.
It's not what I'm seeing, but that's okay.
Yep.
Thank you. Okay, we'll get clarification on that. Alderman Perry, which page are you on?
I'm not sure whether that should be on, but I did note someone said we have a four-week consultation period. I think it's going to the 25th of January, so it's going to be longer than 4 weeks unless it commences on the 28th of December.
Yeah, through you, Madam Chair. The reason for that is that obviously a number of groups have a particular interest in this, and we're very mindful of the fact of the Christmas break, and so we've extended the period out to the 25th of January, I think.
Good idea, and I'm looking forward to the input into the plan as well. But thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Hollister to close.
Looking at the map I'm looking at, it does show that it is Durkins Road, Trackhead and car park. So we're probably looking at different maps.
Okay, thank you. We'll clarify that. Did you have anything else to close the debate, Alderman Hollister?
I've got nothing further to add. Thank Consider you. It closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.1, workshops and briefings held since last council meeting. Do I have a mover of the recommendation?
So moved.
Thank you, Alderman Jarman. Do I have a seconder?
Yes, you do.
Thank you, Alderman Laycock. Alderman Jarman?
It's all pretty straightforward there. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Laycock.
Nothing to add.
Thank you. Any comments, questions? Alderman Jarman to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.2 is the Mayor's monthly report. Do I have a mover, please?
Move that.
Thank you, Alderman Laycock.
Happy to second.
Alderman Murphy. Alderman Laycock.
Nothing to add. As usual, it's a full report. Well done. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Murphy.
In the interest of continuity, being very busy, Mayor.
Thank you. Alderman Jarman.
Just one comment. The 50-year ratepayers' lunch, I think, should be mentioned again because it was just such a nice, wonderful thing that council do, is looking after the ratepayers that have been paying rates for more than 50 years, and they love it, and it's growing every year, and it's just such a nice feel. So congratulations to everyone involved in organising it.
Thank you. I will just comment that the judging of the pavlova was probably the toughest gig I had. Alderman Laycock to close.
Consider it closed, Mayor.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.3 is the General Manager's report. Do I have a mover, please?
So moved.
Thank you, Alderman Perry.
Seconded.
Alderman Murphy. Alderman Perry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Yeah, a good report as always. A bit disappointing about the Splash Aquatic Centre having tiles coming off. Although I guess it's 5 years now or whatever it is. But I would have thought they may have lasted longer. But we've mitigated it as best we can. It'll be repaired after the peak and when the weather's nice enough for everyone to want to swim outside anyway. So a good result. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Murphy.
Nothing further.
Thank you, Alderman Jarman.
Just a quick question through you to our General Manager. You met with Honourable General Jeremy Rockcliffe, the East Devonport Corridor. Is there going to be further on that, what they can do for us there?
Through you, Madam Mayor, that was as a follow-up of when State Cabinet were here back in about May. And so, yes, we've followed up with the Minister. It was requested by the Minister that we send a letter to him suggesting that a stakeholder group be established to consider what the future of that corridor may look like, particularly in line with the new spirits in coming online in 2021, I think it is, but also Tasports and the other stakeholders in that precinct. So we've sent the letter, but we've had no response to date.
If I may, did they talk any more about better car parking, better access for...?
All of those issues, through you, Madam Mayor, are being considered, I understand, through the infrastructure required as part of the new ships, because there will be berthing changes in the way that the ships berth, and they're considering the actual port activity separate to what we've been talking to them about. The issue that we've raised is particularly the entrance to Devonport for visitors in the Tarleton Street area.
Thank you.
Alderman Hollister.
Has there been any question as to the promised government's Tasport's office, head office being building as Devonport still?
Nothing new to report on that. Thank you. Any other comments, questions? No. Alderman Perry to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.4 is Governance and Finance Report. Do I have a mover for the recommendation, please?
So moved.
Thank you, Alderman Jarman. A seconder?
Seconded.
Alderman Milburn. Thank you. Alderman Jarman.
Yes, I always enjoy this report, actually. Don't always enjoy every report, but this one always gives us a lot of information. It's really well done. I certainly like to see how much we're growing with our website and our Facebook pages. It's just such a valuable asset, and the staff are doing a really good job with it, so well done. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Milburn.
Really appreciated the stats for the Facebook posts to see what was really appreciated by the public. So that was a good start there, but it's very thorough. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Jarman to close.
We'll consider that closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.5, Community Services Arts and Culture Report for September and October. Do I have a mover, please?
Happy to move that, Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Laycock. Do I have a seconder?
Second.
Thank you, Alderman Jarman. Alderman Laycock.
It's all there in the report. As everyone can see by reading the motion, that there's been quite a bit happening around the city. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Jarman?
Yes, I concur. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Laycock to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.6, Elected Members' Expenditure Report for September and October. Do I have a mover, please?
So moved.
Thank you, Alderman Perry. Do I have a seconder?
Happy to do that.
Thank you, Alderman Laycock. Alderman Perry.
It's a straightforward report, so I can leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Laycock.
Nothing to add.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Perry to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.7, are minutes of Council's special interest groups and advisory boards. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
I'll move.
Thank you, Alderman Milburn. Do I have a seconder?
Second.
Alderman Jarman?
Sorry.
Thank you. Alderman Milburn? Thank you, Alderman Jarman?
No, it's all there. Looking forward to seeing how much of an improved program we're going to have at the new art gallery. Now that we've got so much more space, it's just wonderful to see, and I hope everybody can get down there and have a look at the wonderful facilities we have now. Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments, questions? Alderman Milburn to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.8, Finance Report to the 31st of October 2018. Do I have a mover, please?
I'll move it.
Thank you, Alderman Perry.
Like I better second it.
Thank you. Alderman Perry.
It's all in the report, pretty consistent with other reports in every other general meeting, so happy to move that it be recommended. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Laycock.
Nothing to add, me.
Any comments, questions? Alderman Perry to close.
Consider it closed. Thank you.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. We don't have any Section 23 committee reports on at item 7.0, in which case I'll ask for a mover to move out of open session into closed session, please.
So moved.
Thank you, Alderman Jarman. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Alderman Perry. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion's carried unanimously. The open section of the meeting closed at 6:35. Thank you, members of the gallery. We'll see you next time.